Now streaming on SBS On Demand, The Hospital in the Deep End. Our hospitals are under pressure like never before.
Oh my God.
And when the system buckles, we all pay the price.
That's not good.
In this landmark series, three notable Australians step onto the front line to see what it really takes to save a life.
I honestly didn't think it was like that.
The Hospital in the Deep End. Stream now on SBS On Demand.
Hi, Josh. It's good to see you this morning. There's so much happening today in the news.
Yeah, hi.
Just take us through exactly what the Prime Minister has committed to sending to the Gulf.
Yes, so announced this morning, Australia is sending what's called an E-7A Wedgetail, which is a surveillance and reconnaissance plane, which the government has said would help secure the airspace above the Gulf. The Defence Minister, Richard Marles, said that there would be around 85 Australian Defence Force personnel. I imagine some of those will be working on the plane. They're probably not all on the plane at the same time, but they'd probably be people that would go across and be stationed in a command centre or something like that along with the plane. The Wedgetail and the supporting personnel will be deployed for an initial 4 weeks at this stage. They're saying an initial 4 weeks, so it could be longer, it could be shorter, but they've put them there for 4 weeks at this stage. Additionally to that, the government is providing the acronym that defence people use is AMRAAM, which is Advanced Medium Range Air-to-Air Missiles, to the UAE for them to use.
How much detail did the Prime Minister give about exactly what the personnel will be doing, how the surveillance aircraft will be used? Did he go into any of that?
Yeah, look, not a whole lot of detail at this point. And I imagine this is all very new, right? We're talking a couple of hours after this announcement was made. I would imagine that we get more on this as the day goes on, as the week goes on. Essentially, Richard Marles, the Defence Minister, had said that they'll be in the region by the middle of the week. They'll be operational by the end of the week is what he said. So this aircraft has redeployed from Europe is what we're hearing. But essentially what the Australian personnel, the Australian assistance will be doing in the UAE, the government has sort of characterised it as assisting in the defence of Australians who are over there in that part of the world. There's, according to government statistics, around 24,000 Australians in the UAE and 115,000 Australians in the Middle East. The Prime Minister, the Defence Minister this morning saying things like this is in support of the collective self-defence of the Gulf nations. It's helping protect and defend Australians in that region. So these things are moving very quickly, obviously.
We're going to talk more about this debate over whether we've joined some sort of war effort or not. But before we do, if we can establish a couple more facts around whether the UAE requested this sort of assistance. There were calls, I know, with the president, and the same with Donald Trump. There was a call with Donald Trump as well. Mm. How much is this Australia offering and how much is it the UAE or the US asking?
Yeah, so we do know, and it seems to be more that it was a request from the UAE. We do know that there was a conversation between Prime Minister Albanese and the UAE's leader Tuesday last week. There was a phone call. We knew the leaders had spoken, but there wasn't anything told to us then about any request being made. Just before I join you here, we've been told that there was a request in writing from the UAE, and the Prime Minister and the Defence Minister sort of characterised the missiles at least as coming in response to a request from the UAE. There was a question at the press conference this morning why a country like the UAE, which is a very wealthy country, obviously, why they would need to ask anyone, let alone Australia, very far away, for assistance in this matter it's an interesting question. But I think this has probably been in the works for a couple of days.
There's so much that's going to be picked apart in terms of the decision making there. One of the roles being reported is securing of the airspace. Did the Prime Minister have anything to say about whether Australian personnel or hardware might be put into a position of coming into contact with Iranian fire? Now, I'm asking you to crystal ball gaze a little bit, but, you know, Iran is still firing rockets over there.
That is something that we haven't heard about yet. I don't believe the Prime Minister has I'm sort of scanning my brain over that long press conference. I don't believe that was mentioned or asked about. I'm reading here from the government press release this morning. The government has been clear we are not taking offensive action against Iran, and we have been clear we are not deploying Australian troops on the ground in Iran. The first priority of the Albanese government is to keep Australians safe. Obviously, there's been complaints from the Trump administration that some of its allies, like the UK, are not or haven't been providing assistance of the type that Trump has asked for. But as far as we're told this morning, that the phone call that was between President Trump and Prime Minister Albanese focused mostly on the Iranian women's football team. The Prime Minister was pretty reluctant to say anything more about his call with President Trump.
He was very tight-lipped. Yes.
We didn't hear a whole lot there, but I would, you know, he did sort of concede that, oh, yes, we talked about world events and, you know, that would include Iran.
Josh, this discussion around whether we've joined the war or not, this debate around if it's offensive or defensive, is there a difference? What's been the general reaction around that? I know the Greens, for example, are really concerned about this.
Yeah, the Greens very quick out of the gate, as you would imagine, saying that they don't support this move. Larissa Waters, the federal Greens leader, saying that, quote here, the government should listen to the overwhelming majority of Australians who do not want to be dragged into Trump and Netanyahu, as in the Israeli leader Netanyahu's latest forever war. She's saying the government's assertion that personnel and equipment would be used for defence only is a fig leaf. She's concerned that Australian personnel will have their lives put at risk. As we're talking now, we're still waiting, I think, for a substantial response from the coalition. But Dan Tehan, who's the Shadow Energy Minister, he spoke a little while ago conceding that Australians probably are participants in this war now. And I do want to add one thing. Yesterday, Tony Abbott, the former Liberal Prime Minister, obviously out of the Parliament now, but still influential in Liberal circles, especially sort of the Conservative kind of circle. He's close with Angus Taylor, the new Liberal leader. He was critical yesterday in a Substack blog, which apparently this is how we do things in politics these days, through Substack blogs, critical that Australia hadn't either been approached to help out more by the US or hadn't proactively volunteered to sort of help out with things like this surveillance and backups sort of assistance as well. So I think that might be instructive as to what we hear from the Liberals.
And puts the Prime Minister under pressure as well. I just want to reflect a bit more on what Dan Tehan was saying, because he is supportive of Australia's action, but he's very much saying, by the nature of the action, we are participants. That's the crux of the issue here, that defensive involvement is seen by some as still involvement, whether you support it or not.
Yeah, I think that is a fair point. So Don Rothwell, the Australian National University international law expert professor, he told some of our colleagues a couple of days ago. So to be clear, this was before this announcement was made on Tuesday morning. Don Rothwell spoke to us and claimed on Monday that this meant Australia would legally become part of the international armed conflict. And he's saying that applies irrespective of a distinction Australia may make between engaging in offensive conduct and defensive conduct. So he contrasted this with Ukraine. He's saying, contrast this with Ukraine, where Australia provided military aid like Bushmasters and Abrams tanks for Ukraine to use, but we never committed military personnel. So this aircraft, this Wedgetail, was part of, as I understand it, part of Australia's assistance to Ukraine, but it was based in Poland, not actually in Ukraine. Whereas here, we're sending this to the UAE, which has come under direct military bombardment by Iran.
We'll be right back.